Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Thank you very much for that, too. You're going to get smarter as the minutes go by because Stephanie Vance is with us. Stephanie Vance is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her. She's the author of How to Communicate with Congress, Government by the People. And she is she's one of the folks who helps us make sure that we communicate the most effectively with our members of Congress, and that we know how to understand what they're up against, what they have to deal with, and we plug into that system a little bit better. And not only as individuals, but communities. In fact, a lot of her work is work with communities, helping them to get the most out of their delegation. And she's our good friend, Stephanie Vance. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, and thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. It's always good to have you back. Stephanie, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Washington, and this is happening on many levels, and kind of almost feels like it's flooding over into society, and that's what some people would call the end of civility.
Well, I do think that there's something to that, and I think we've seen it coming for a while that obviously elected officials are not always the best of friends when they're arguing on things, but for many, many years people strove to keep it not personal, that
right.
You could disagree on political terms but still remain very good friends, or at least not dire enemies. But we're seeing a breakdown, and I would say on both sides of the aisle, in terms of how politicians and staff and others treat each other. And it's not a very collegial process like it used to be. I mean, it's frustrating because Congress is supposed to fight, they're supposed to argue, they're supposed to try and reach compromises. That's what they do, but it's just become one big cesspool, if you ask me.
Well, exactly. And, of course, if there is any good news... And it's bad news. It's the good news. The bad news, which is the good news, is that the public has given Congress the lowest approval rating, maybe in the history of the institution. And I think that's good that people. I'm really proud of people for seeing these things that you're talking about, and letting them know how they feel. I hope they do the same thing at the polls. But you know, Stephanie, let's make sure that we invoke a sense of history in all this, because when you go back and read about the relationship of the founders, many of them didn't like each other either. I mean, obviously, in 1804, we actually had a vice president shoot the Secretary of the Treasury or whatever mm-hmm. Hamilton was in those days. I mean, they killed him in a duel. I mean, that's pretty uncivil right there, isn't it?
Well, and there were certainly times when they even attacked each other on the floor, not just with words but with sticks. But
exactly, and they were not above subterfuge. They were not above backhanded things. So there was a lot of stuff going on in those days too, but we should have evolved. The system has been tested. The system has been proven. It's evolved over more than 200 years. We ought to be able to do better than this, shouldn't we?
Well, yes, I think we should, and I think, we've gotten to a point with our system where we should understand that arguing and trying to reach compromises and disagreements are part of the process. I mean, that's how the system is set up. So why be unpleasant with each other, and why not just have legitimate disagreements over policies?
Exactly. And the thing that gets me, Stephanie, is the way this thing is supposed to work, it seems to me, and I'm trying to not to be naive about this, is I have a position, you have a position, and let's say I'm in the majority and you're in the minority or vice versa. Let's say you're in the majority, I'm in the minority. So you have some advantages, but as a minority, because of the way we have our system developed, as a minority member, I have some advantages too. So instead of us winding up saying who's going to win and who's going to lose, we come up with a compromise that says our constituents win, America wins. It isn't exactly how I wanted. Maybe I had to give up more than they did, but in the end, America won. But that's not what's happening, it seems to me. It seems to me that America is not as prominent in their consideration. And I want you to comment on that, Stephanie. Hold that thought right after these messages. We'll be back, folks. We're going to talk about some ways that you can get to your members of Congress and get them the information, your thoughts. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'll be right back with Stephanie Vance. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can go to find the show, the Small Business Advocate Show. Six ways from Sunday, every different way that you can imagine that you can listen to the show live, replay, archives, thousands of those, and lots of different capability there. Don't forget you can actually download the interviews, like the one I'm doing right now with Stephanie Vance. When we get off the air, after I'm off the air an hour or so, we make these shows available, these interviews available to you in individual archives that you can actually download. You can podcast them. You can take them with you. So I hope you take advantage of that. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there. And, of course, the other website is AskJim.biz, B-I-Z, and that's the knowledge base. That's where you can go to get your questions answered. And just ask a question. It works like a search engine, but it's a knowledge base. We won't give you a million or a billion useless links. We'll give you the information you need instantaneously. And, of course, none of our sites have a barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and wander around, use it to your advantage. Stephanie Vance is our guest. She's our good friend. Stephanie, you have a website too, don't you?
I do. It's www.advocacyguru.com.
And I've been telling you about Stephanie and her website and the work that she does for a long time, even though many times, even though the audience really doesn't know this that much, Stephanie, probably, because you and I pull this off pretty well, even though many times politically, Stephanie and I disagree. But Stephanie, we still work together. We still respect each other. I think you and I could work together on a number of issues, even though we would come to the table with different perspectives. We could work to each other because we do have a basic level of respect. The polls are telling, aren't the polls telling members of Congress, Republican, Democrat, mugwump alike, aren't they telling them, guys, we want you to start working for us, not for yourselves? What do you think, Stephanie?
Well, I think there's some truth to that, and I think not that I want to excuse some behavior of elected officials, but I do. Sometimes they are caught in the middle, and that's something we need to remember, is that when we talk about them wanting to do what's good for quote unquote America, we have to remember that each member of Congress is elected by a small subset of America. And each member of Congress is responding to the most extreme aspects of some of that subset that they represent. So the people who are, really strongly on the left or strongly on the right on a particular issue, let's say the very controversial war in Iraq, those are the ones that are communicating within congressional districts to elected officials. So, part of my work is to try and get the people who are not out there on the edge communicating, to get sort of normal, average, non-crazy people dealing with their elected officials. Now,
people who live in the real world is what
exactly.
You're talking
about. Exactly. I'm not sure who qualifies.
I qualify.
I'm
qualify.
Sure you do, Jim.
Well, you do too. So,
I
so how
might.
do we How do we get? Yeah, but the problem is you live in danger, Stephanie, because you have to deal with these guys. You have to rub shoulders with them on a daily basis. So you have to come home and kind of disconnect from all that. How do we do that? How do we let our members of Congress know that we would like to have, we would like to see more civility? You know, we're not telling you to change parties. We're not telling you to turn into wusses. But in the end, we want you to represent not just me, but what's best for this country, not just what's best for the party. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, part of that is saying to them, you know, we understand that sometimes compromises might mean that we, you know, individual group in your district won't get exactly what we want. I mean, part of the problem that elected officials are faced with is they have, you know, many groups in their districts who communicate with them and say, we are never going to be satisfied until X happens. Well, you're never going to satisfy that particular group of people. But I mean, I remember when I was working on the Hill, one time we got a letter from a woman on a controversial financial services issue, and she said, you know, look, I don't necessarily agree with you on this particular issue, but, you know, I have to say I think that you've really thought about it a lot, and, you know, while I don't agree, I do think that, you know, I respect your process for making your decision, and, you know, that's not going to affect whether I vote for you or not. That to me was an impressive
letter. That's a very impressive letter. We need to have more letters like that. You know, Bill Cosby once said, I don't know what the secret to success is, but I know that the secret to failure is trying to please everyone.
Yeah.
And that's the bind that members of Congress seem to be in sometimes, isn't it?
It absolutely is, because they do, you know, their job rests on pleasing at least 50.1% of the people in their districts. And like I said, the people who are doing most of the communicating are the ones who feel incredibly strongly. And so that's why you wind up with these very polarized arguments between members of Congress, because they're reflecting the very polarized views of their constituents. I don't think it's necessarily as much a party issue as we tend to think it is. I think a lot of it's just a very polarized perspective of the populace.
Have you ever seen a better time for an independent party or independent candidate to be successful?
Are you declaring, Jim?
No. I'm much too candid and forthright with my thoughts to be a politician. So.
I think that there's some possibility for that. I think that, you know, if you could get a true third party that's not built around just one individual,
right,
but is actually built around a platform of ideas.
Or one idea, like a single like environmentalism or
mm-hmm.
hunting or you know, the Second Amendment or whatever, not just about one issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Stand by, a quick break. When we come back, we got more to come with our good friend Stephanie Vance. Told you we'd get smarter when she joined us. Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Stephanie Vance. She's the author of Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress, Stephanie D. Vance. And Stephanie, give us that website again, please.
It is www.advocacyguru.com.
Tell the audience what you do. Tell them how you work with people, how you work with communities.
Well, basically what I try to do is to help associations, chambers, local governments, you know, whomever, figure out how to more effectively communicate with their elected officials. So I try and sort of give them the framework in which elected officials operate and help them frame messages that will get attention.
Give us an example.
Well, let's see. For one of my clients who I have just been working with is the American Library Association. So I work with
those rascally librarians. They're always up to mayhem, and they're such anarchists, aren't they? Those librarians.
They really are. It's pretty darn crazy when I go there.
You got to watch those hat pins now.
Exactly. But
Just teasing, folks.
Oh, you're going to hear from them now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get letters.
So basically, I, you know, help work with them to figure out, you know, what their goals are for achieving more funding for libraries in their communities and how they can identify their audience for that and what the pressure points are and what kinds of messages that they would deliver to get their attention.
Mm-hmm. So if a chamber of commerce wanted to do a better job of communicating with the government, what would that sound like?
Well, first of all, they'd hire me, and I would come in and help them.
Of course. After that, though.
After that, you know, what really they would focus on is first by figuring out their goal, what they want, because a lot of people want to come in and, you know, quote unquote, educate Congress and not really ask for anything specific, but the specificity is important. Then I think I would suggest that they start looking a little bit at their audience, really understanding thoroughly their elected officials and the things that motivate them individually, and then start working on developing a winning message. And those messages really need to be personal, thoughtful, well-argued, and most important of all, brief. And then kind of talking about techniques for communicating throughout the year, because, you know, you can't just write one good letter or have one good meeting and expect all you want.
How about this for a Chamber of Commerce message? We have two levels, Madam Congresswoman, Senator. We have two levels of messages. One is we need a new road. We could use a new road that would specifically help us here. We need a new bridge. You know, we could use this if you could help us with that. That's one message. But the other message is that, you know, we want you to work for and be in favor of helping to create opportunity in the marketplace, not jobs. I will create those jobs, but just create the kind of legislation that allows the economy and businesses to flourish so that we can create jobs, so we can make opportunity for people. What do you think about it? In other words, you see what I mean? Have the overarching umbrella issue, which is what I just said, and then the inside of that would be the local message. What do you think?
Well, I think that makes sense. I mean, the message you're trying to get across to your elected officials is people in your district care about, you know, new markets. And to the extent that it's possible to say to them, you know, and as a business owner who's trying to break into the international market, you know, I'm specifically concerned about export controls or, you know, our trade balance or whatever.
I'm worried about protectionism or something like that.
Yeah.
But what I'm worried about, Stephanie, is that if every chamber, if every community, all they ever say to their members of Congress is, I want this, gimme, 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 that sends the wrong message back to these people, I think.
Well, I think it does to some degree. I mean, I do think that as chambers, you know, if you want to have a more responsible sort of, you know, forward-looking congressional delegation, it's important to let them know that that's important to constituents. The issue about asking, in my mind, is that you're not really going to get anyone's attention until you ask for something specific.
There's no question about that. I've seen that happen. I've been at the table where the member of Congress says, you know, the reason you haven't gotten anything from me is you haven't asked me for anything.
Right. So part of the ask can certainly be, you know, we are asking for a much more, you know, open business environment where we, you know, are able to reach out to new markets.
Right.
The problem is when you ask that generally, then you have to sort of follow that up with some specifics because different people have different ideas of what that
right.
means.
Stephanie Vance can help you with that, folks. AdvocacyGuru.com. The book is called Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress. Stephanie, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Well, thank you. It was great to talk with you.
Don't let the pod people take you over up there, Stephanie.
I'm doing my best.
I'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.